weekly roundup. Today, I will be going over the week's news, market movement, and my trades. Follow along on Twitter at options_legacy or on StockTwits at legacy_options_trading. Coming soon, you'll be able to subscribe to my real-time alerts and learn my trading strategy at www.legacyoptionstrading.com. Now, on to the recap. This recap covers the week of October 4th through October 8th of 2021. The week was a great week in that we saw the reversal from the last few weeks of market weakness, although we saw some of that weakness return at the end of the day Thursday and on to Friday. With the Senate approving the temporary funding of the government until December, much of the fear was abated and we saw the SPX move above some key moving averages that I like to watch. Today we had a little weakness after the Labor Department reported fewer than expected jobs added in September. I am hopeful for continued momentum as I am mainly a bullish trader. Being an eternal optimist, I don't usually trade bearish plays. As a whole, the market will undoubtedly continue to move up and to the right, and by watching some key averages, I've been able to avoid the major downturns without too great of a loss. Then I sit back and wait for the tides to turn. I've heard it said before that cash is a position, and sometimes it's the best for the circumstances. Now let's go over this week's trade, shall we? On Monday, I sold a zero DTE put credit spread with a 43.40 and 43.35 strike prices. I got a $200 credit, but the SPY closed at 4,300. The trade was a total loss, but the $500 spread was mitigated by my $200 premium. I ended the trade $300 in the hole. On Tuesday, I made no trades. Monday's actions brought my moving averages down, so Tuesday was a cash is king day. On Wednesday, I opened a zero DTE put credit spread as the optimism in the market came back a little bit as they were making deals in Washington. I played a scalp in the morning where I sold a 4,300 and bought a 4,295 put credit spread for a premium of 190. I closed the order with a 50% profit of $95. That afternoon, I sold a zero DTE 4,360, 4,365 put credit spread for a $3.85 premium. I held that to expiration. The market closed in the middle of my strike prices. So after the settlement, I was profitable $141.15. On Thursday, I saw the moving averages fall into my sweet spot where I like them. I opened my bread and butter 7 DTE play that afternoon. I sold a 4,400 and bought a 4,395. October 15th expiration for a 185 credit. I'm still holding that one onto next week. Once I see what the markets are doing, I'll either hold that to expiration, or if it looks very weak, then I'll be selling that at a 25% profit. Today, Friday, I opened with a zero DTE credit spread this morning. I sold a 4,395 and bought a 4,390 for a 10.8 expiration for a 185 credit. The market showed some strength throughout the day, but about a half hour before closing, that weakness came back. We closed a little bit over 4,390.91, and at time of recording, the CBOE hasn't posted their settlement prices, but I expect I'll be about $200 in the hole after that trade. We're trucking along just fine, but the weakness came back. Overall, I am $78 in the negative for the week. It's not bad. It was a volatile week, and we did our best. I'm very confident that once the bulls take over, we'll see our profits return. Thank you for joining me today on the week here on the recap. Continue to follow me, like I said, on Twitter at options_legacy, StockTwits at legacy_options_trading, and I'll continue posting my plays. Thank you. Have a good weekend.